Com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, one of my favorite automotive guys in the entire world is going to be with us for the whole hour. He's been with us many times before. He's a very interesting gentleman, a author of 9 books, including the very popular The Barn series. You know the ones we're talking about, the Cobra in the Barn, the Hemi in the Barn, the classic motorcycle book, The Vincent in the Barn, as well as the Corvette in the Barn. He also has been, for many, many years, the co-chairman of the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance. And in addition to that, he is also a contributing writer to Road and Track magazine. And right now, he is back to his motorsports roots because he has just been named the director of the president of the group fronting the Formula One Grand Prix of America at Port Imperial, which plans to bring an F1 race to the shores of the Hudson River in June 2013. And this is the first race of what is a 10-year contract. Tom Cotter, welcome back to the broadcast. How you doing?
Thank you, Bob. It's always good to talk to you.
I'm really excited about this opportunity for you. And, you know, just to point out, you know, it's been a while. You know, Austin is going to be having an F1 race. I believe it's this year, but it's been about 5 or 6 years since we've seen any F1 here in the U.S.
It was the last race, yeah, it was 5 years ago, and it was at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. They had, I think, an 8-year run there. And the first year was hugely successful. And then they had, you know, some bad luck. 9/11 happened, and mm-hmm. the race was only 2 weeks afterwards, so people were afraid to fly, and the crowd count was down. And then I believe there was some pass and go. There was some team orders to let somebody else win the race, and that diminished the fan turnout for the following year. And then the following year was the Michelin tire problem, where only 3 teams entered the race, and so they had a string of bad luck, and they never were able to come out of that. So the country has kind of been void of an F1 race for too long.
Absolutely. You're originally from the New York area, and you now kind of split your time between your beautiful farm down there in North Carolina and up in the Big Apple, and this is kind of a homecoming for you, not only personally, but also a homecoming for F1, because we all remember Watkins Glen being the home of F1 racing for quite some time, I believe from 1961 to 1980, and I understand you attended a number of those races.
My wife and I would drive our 240Z Datsun up to Watkins Glen and camp out and watch races, usually in the pouring rain. It was usually pretty cold out. And so, yeah, we've gone from how do you go from camping in a pup tent to being president of a Formula One race? I'm not sure how that happened, but over 30-something years, it did happen.
Well, absolutely. There is no more deserving guy than you. And let's talk a little bit about how this came about. Going back in the early days of your career, you were involved in kind of a pioneer in the realm of motorsports PR, but you kind of cut your teeth with a world-famous gentleman in the realm of motorsports. Humpy Wheeler hired you back in, I believe, the middle 80s or so. Tell us about that.
Humpy Wheeler hired me. I was a kind of a wet-behind-the-ears PR guy, and I worked for a little agency in northern New Jersey at the time, and heard about an opening down in Charlotte, and so I was invited to come down and interview, and ultimately got a job, and really Humpy allowed me to go from somebody that called himself a PR person to somebody that was a PR person. Humpy gave me the kind of the fertilizer and allowed me to grow within the industry. And, you know, it was always my goal. In fact, when I got into this industry a long time ago, I told my wife, you know, I'm going to be the best in this industry, and one day Roger Penske is going to know who I am. And 10 years after I said that, through Mercedes-Benz, Penske was my client. So I don't know how that happened, but somehow it did.
Oh, that's great. So you worked for Humpy for a number of years down in Charlotte, and then you opened up your own shop. And this is an interesting story. I mean, you started very humbly, just yourself and another person. And I can't believe it, working off a card table, and you grew it to a company with about 70 employees. Like, tell us more. This is a really inspirational story.
Well, I gave Humpy a two-month notice when I left the Speedway, and I really gave him 2 months, and I didn't spend any time working on what would become my next business. But I had a client. It was General Foods. It was Country Time Lemonade, and the driver was Michael Waltrip. And so my last day of the Speedway was one day, and my new company started the next day in January. So I rented a little house, didn't have the money to buy office furniture, so I had a folding card table, which I still have in my garage, and didn't have a phone. So I had rolls of quarters, and I'd go up to the gas station on the corner every hour or so and make phone calls to my clients in the Speedway and arrange for credentials and whatever for Daytona. We didn't have heat or lights, so I had to run an extension cord across the driveway from the neighbor's house next door. So I've kind of, you know, gone from the bottom. I have to tell you that I've done every job in the industry, starting from, you know, packing trucks and loading goodie bags. You know, so it was not always glamorous, but that's the only way I would have done it.
Absolutely. You've seen it from every angle. There is no question about it. And this is going to be great for both New York and New Jersey. But my wife is from New Jersey, and it seems like New Jersey kind of gets the short end of the stick a lot. You mentioned to me a little bit earlier about the Giants win the Super Bowl, but the parade is all in New York. This is going to be a time that New Jersey can shine, and also New York can shine as well.
Yeah, there's going to be activities surrounding the race on both sides of the Hudson. We plan on having kind of a festival leading up to the race, and it will be a week long, and maybe even a couple of months long, going into with activities such as concerts and automobile lifestyle events. But we are calling it ourselves internally and externally, it's a New Jersey Grand Prix. And, you know, a lot of people are calling it New York, but we're trying to be very disciplined about calling it New Jersey, because Governor Christie got behind it and cut through lots of red tape and made it possible for us to kind of streamline this thing through all these government agencies and bureaucracies. And, you know, here it is. I mean, we're going to be running a street course that could be the best Formula One course in the world, with elevation and turns and speed. And so, you know, we owe it to New Jersey, because it was too difficult to do this in New York. It was tried and it failed for 40 years.
Very good point. Let's talk a little bit more about the track, the course. It's a road course, of course, and 3.2 miles in length. And I understand it's going to run along the Hudson River, and so you're going to have views of the New York skyline. But take us through the course verbally here, Tom.
The course, if your listeners want to Google it, they can Google Earth, where the Intrepid aircraft carrier is on the Hudson River, which is now kind of a museum. Well, right across from that is going to be our start-finish line. It's in Weehawken, New Jersey, and the course will actually run through two towns, Weehawken, New Jersey, and West New York, New Jersey. It's in Hudson County. So the start-finish line is, well, the whole course is equivalent to Midtown Manhattan, the New York border, you know, just a mile across the Hudson River, so you can see everything on both sides. You'll go along the front straightaway, past the paddock buildings, which are now nearly completed, and you'll be about 8 feet above sea level for the whole bottom part of the course. Then it starts to climb up into the Palisades, which is kind of a... Whoa, got a commercial coming up here?
Yeah, perfect segue there with the engine revving up. So when we come back on the other side, we'll hear about that climb through the Palisades. Tom Cotter is going to take us throughout the entire 3.2-mile circuit of the upcoming Formula One race in New Jersey, coming up in June 2013. This is Auto World.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-250-1500. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-250-1576. That's 800-250-1576. Again, 800-250-1576. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Good day. This is Peter Krasnabel with Midas Resources. Today is May 25th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1562.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,601.50, $875 for a half ounce, and $438 for a quarter ounce. $1,601.50, $875, and $438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns?
Motorsports veteran and historic racer and all-around great car guy Tom Carter has been officially named president of the group fronting the Formula One Grand Prix of America at Port Imperial which plans to bring an F1 race to the shores of the Hudson River in June 2013, the first in a 10-year contract. And, of course, we know Tom from his very popular Barn Fine series of books, The Cobra in the Barn, The Hemi in the Barn, The Vincent in the Barn, The Corvette in the Barn. He's working on a cool new book we'll talk about a little later on in the hour as well. And he's written 9 books at all and had a big hit not that long ago with a biography on drag racer and actor TV Tommy Ivo. That was a great one. And you can also find time from time to time between the pages of Road and Track magazine, where he's a contributing editor. And let's talk a little bit more, as you started to, Tom, before that network break. You were going to take us along the road course, and you said it starts out right at the terminal, and from there it heads up some hills, the Palisades, they're called.
The Palisades were carved out by the glaciers, and so it's a kind of a geological phenomenon that runs up the Hudson River on the New Jersey side, and the road starts out at 8 feet above sea level, the race course. It's on public roads. And then it starts to climb, and it climbs from 8 feet above sea level to 165 feet above sea level. Interestingly, we've done some core drilling going up that road, engineering core studies, so that we can determine how thick the pavement is, and we have to ultimately bring the pavement right down to the base. And we've actually gone down to cobblestone. So the roads that we're going to resurface are probably 200 years old. The ones going from the river up into the top were probably used by horses and buggies, a couple hundred years ago. So it goes along the top of the Palisades, and the scenery there is just unbelievable. It's almost like you can reach out and touch Manhattan. And it goes along there right in front of people's doors. And it's like Monaco, going past people's houses. We're going to bring up the property value of these homes hugely. And then it starts going back downhill again. As a very, very fast downhill section and a hairpin turn, and it comes back onto the front straightaway. The speed is going to be calculated, they say, at 322 kilometers per hour, which to us means about 220 miles per hour. Pretty darn unbelievable.
Yeah, pretty unbelievable is the word. And when you look at the performance envelope of these machines, again, for some of our listeners who may be into NASCAR and really haven't taken a close look at F1, because unfortunately it isn't anywhere near as popular here in the U.S. as it is across the globe. I mean, these machines are magnificent. Tell us about, just how they can rev to incredible heights. I mean, when we get in our street cars, 6,500, 7,500 rev limiter. I know the Mazda RX-8 with its rotary engine can go to about 9,000 RPM, but these Formula One power plants can go to, what is it, Tom? Well, close to
18,000 RPMs, So I race a vintage Corvette, and at Lime Rock, I'm hitting 6,500 RPMs at the start-finish line, and I have to back off and let cars pass me, and it's always a drag. But I don't want to hit a valve with a piston. So what I would give for another 1,000 RPMs or two, and then these guys, they have 18,000 RPMs. The sound they put out is like music to a gearhead's ears. It's just fantastic. The cars, in the old days, they were built like NASCAR cars. The Formula One cars were welded in little shops in England and put together. Much lighter than a NASCAR car, of course. They were always, 1,500 pounds or so. But now it's all carbon fiber. There's no more welding that goes on these cars. They're built by PhD engineers, and they're built and designed on computers, and it's an exact science. And, they're built to be light, to be fast, and to be safe. When these cars get in a wreck, the driver is in a cocoon, and he's pretty much snug as a bug in a rug in there, and very seldom are there injuries.
It's remarkable, and it's also amazing to see the engineering that goes into the work on these vehicles, whether it's the gearboxes. I mean, these these F1 gearboxes can change gears in a millimeter of time. No human could ever shift as fast using a traditional three-pedal arrangement. And also, when you look at some of the active aerodynamics that some of these vehicles utilize and things like ground effects and also other things that have been pioneered through Formula One racing, the fact that all these cars have a sealed bottom on it, so just, again, to suck these vehicles to the road for maximum aero.
These cars are upside-down wings, and, you know, this morning I watched the Monaco Grand Prix, and this afternoon I watched the Indianapolis 500, and in both cases, the television announcers spoke about the many thousands of pounds that these cars can produce at speed. So they're much more stable at speed than they are at slow speed. They're much more stable at high speed. So they can go into a turn and feel pretty darn good as they're going to come through that turn because they're sucked down like a vacuum cleaner by nature of their body design.
Isn't that something? And I know you've done some studies on what you're anticipating as top speeds on some of the straightaways. What do you anticipate at the race? Are these vehicles going to be going over 200 miles an hour in some places and then slowing down for some really slow curves in others?
The longest straightaway, and it's not a completely straightaway, it's not completely straight. There are mild curves in it, but still a driver will not have to lift their foot up. They can go through full throttle. An F1 car will hit about 220 miles per hour, yet going down to this diving hairpin turn, you know, they're going to slow down to maybe 30 or 40 miles an hour. So that's going to be a place where passing is going to take place. And we have probably at least six different really good passing zones. Today, when I saw Monaco, it's pretty limited how many passes were, you know, can take place on a track that tight. But of course, you know, Monaco is Monaco, and it's a fabulous place. It's probably the most important race on the circuit. We hope that we can be the second most important race on the circuit.
No question about it. And as you pointed out, this is going to have lots of turns, including one hairpin turn and several other 90-degree turns. How many folks are you anticipating are going to be turning out for this a grand event coming up in June of 2013. I imagine you're probably looking at least 100,000 people, I would imagine, Tom.
About 100,000 people. And, you know, that's a lot of people. But if you think about the amount of people that live between Boston and Washington, D.C., if you take that and go 100 miles inland, there's 71 million people, and all I need is 100,000.
Well, we'll get it for you, no question about it. When we come back on the other side, more with Tom Cotter.
Your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today, exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Tom Cotter is our very special guest. We're telling you about the amazing Formula One race coming up in 2013 in New Jersey. And Tom is telling us all about the details of the race. And Tom, I would imagine putting together an event like this is not only a huge endeavor personally, but I would imagine just working with the government officials and federal officials, you must have to file a whole lot of paperwork and go through a whole lot of hoops.
This is the most complicated race probably ever put on the face of the earth, because if you think about this market, it's the probably the busiest market in the world. It's the business center. There's more aircraft coming in and out of these airports here collectively, Newark, JFK, and LaGuardia, than probably any area in the world. So putting on a race here, you know, it's just so tough. There's government agencies such as the EPA, the DOT, Homeland Securities, the FAA. It's just there's at least 20 of them. There's two very powerful political parties. There's two towns. There's two states. It's yeah. So we have a work cut out for us. But because it's New Jersey and not New York, it's all very possible. New York has lots of major things that go on here and doesn't need another major event. But New Jersey needs some major events that they can call their own.
Yeah, absolutely. And New Jersey seems to be on a roll. I know they've got the Super Bowl coming up in 2014, and they've had some other great events recently, an NCAA or regional basketball final. And I read someplace, I believe it was in I think it was in Auto Week, that one of the politicians was quoted as saying this race is the second miracle on the Hudson in reference to the safe landing of that U.S. Airways jet on the river back in 2009.
Yeah, the towns, the county, the state have just cut through red tape for us. If we were asking for money, the answer would have been no. But we came in and said, look, we're not really asking for money, but we're going to give money back to the community. So we wrote a couple of checks to the two towns we're racing through. And since our announcement back in October that we were announcing this was going to happen, we haven't had any complaints from citizens. It's been a terrific partnership that we've been able to provide them.
I know next weekend I'm going to be broadcasting from the Greenwich Concours d'Elegance down there in Greenwich, Connecticut, just outside of New York City. And Bruce Wunderstrom is a longtime friend, and I know Bruce had you at his Madison Avenue Chowder Club to tell the folks about the event, and I heard the reception there was great.
Reception was great. It was the 55th anniversary of the Madison Avenue Sports Car Driving and Chowder Society, and there was 125 people, and they've been meeting at Sardi's. A bunch of sports car people have been meeting at Sardi's for 55 years, and I felt very honored to be the guy that was chosen to kind of be the speaker at that meeting. I'm sad that I won't be at the Greenwich Concours. I judged last weekend at the Saratoga Concours in Saratoga Springs, New York, and I'm in New York this weekend, so I want to go back to North Carolina next weekend, so I told Bruce I couldn't judge next weekend, but the following weekend I'll be in Montreal for the Grand Prix.
Oh, that sounds great. And speaking of North Carolina, down in North Carolina, you've got a wonderful farm and a great collection of vehicles. And, that was one of the reasons why you started the Barn Find series, because you have really been hunting for vehicles since you were a teenager, and you've had some extremely great luck along the way.
You make your own luck, and I took a train the other day, just a train from Weehawken, New Jersey to Hoboken, mm-hmm. and then I was going to take the PATH train to Manhattan, and by the second, I was only on the train for, 10 minutes, and within 3 minutes I found a car off the side of the train. It was an old SCCA race car that had weeds growing over it, and when I ride down the road, well, I've been married 36 years to my wife, Pat, and for all those years, she said, will you keep looking straight ahead, because I'm always looking left and right and left and right, looking behind the buildings that I'm passing. It's a strange mixture of careers that I have here, being a car geek and restorer and barn finder and a Formula One guy. But, I want to ask Bernie if he maybe knows where any barn find F1 cars are that are stowed away somewhere in London that I can go find.
They probably exist. There's no question about it. Tom, I know you're working on a really cool book project with our mutual friend Ken Gross, and it's right up my alley. I was a music disc jockey for 14 years before I entered into the world of talk radio and kind of merged my two passions of automobiles and radio together. So I have a great fondness for music, and I am dabbling with my Cars and Guitars radio show, and you guys are writing a book that fits right into that.
We are, and it will be out in October, and we've been working on it for about a year and a half, and it will be called Rockin' Garages, and it'll be about rock musicians who are gearheads. It's terrific because these guys that we buy their albums and we pay to see them in concert and we listen to them on the radio. When it comes down to it, where the rubber meets the road, they're just like we are, and they just want to have cool wheels like they wish they had in high school, and it's kind of the same mentality of being a rocker and being kind of, I'll say, a greaser, not really a greaser, but a car guy, a gearhead. And I've got to meet a lot of, in fact, as you were going off in the last two commercial breaks, you had the Doobie Brothers with Rockin' Down the Highway,
uh-huh.
and you had Hot Rod Lincoln. Well, we interviewed Commander Cody, who did the Hot Rod Lincoln, and he's in the book, and Pat Simmons, the lead singer for the Doobie Brothers, he's in our book as well. So, plus people like Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Jay Giles and Jimmy Vaughn and Sammy Hagar and Brian Johnson and Arlo Guthrie. It just goes on and on and on.
Well, I did not realize that Arlo Guthrie was into cars. What is he into, Arlo?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I spent a day with him and it was so cool. And he tells me about, you know, the first car he ever had was an MGA. And I said, where'd you get that car? And he said, well, I got it from Pete Seeger. Said, this is unbelievable. I mean, you know, how one folk singer inherited his first car from another folk singer. And these days, he's got a very eclectic collection of cars. He's got a 1952 Mercedes Cabriolet that he bought when he got his money from Alice's restaurant. And he's had it all these years. I mean, so he's had it 40 years or more than 40 years. And it's perfectly restored and it's beautiful. He collects Checker taxi cabs. He collects all his old tour buses. So he's got behind his barn, he's got this lineup of six tour buses, starting with the 1955 GMC tour bus that he used when he toured with Alice's restaurant in the beginning of his career. But he's got a vintage Cadillac, an old pickup truck, and he knows more about cars than he would let on. Plus, he's a motorcycle guy. I asked Billy Joel why he never sang a song about motorcycles, because he's such a motorcycle guy. And he said, well, I could never get anything to rhyme with motorcycle. Well, that didn't stop Arlo Guthrie, because he has a song, well, I don't want a pickle, I just want to ride my motorcycle. So he found he found words that would rhyme with cycle or sickle. So.
And Billy Joel references You May Be Right, I May Be Crazy, I Rode My Motorcycle in the Rain, and I think that's a little bit of a nod to one of his either ex-wives or girlfriends there.
That was Elle McPherson, was his girlfriend before he got married to Christie Brinkley. And I guess he came off as a bit of a nut job, and he wrote that song in honor of her.
What a great story. And another one that we'll talk about on the other side is also based here in the New England area, Jay Giles, the man who the Jay Giles Band is named after, guitarist Jay Giles. More with Tom Cotter straight ahead.
If you owe the IRS back taxes and they're making your life miserable, get ready for a special free offer. Expert tax advisors can help you protect your home from liens, stop wage garnishment, and give you immediate collection relief. In fact, we guarantee to contact the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client to start the tax relief process. Don't try to take on the most powerful organization in the United States by yourself. Call for free tax relief information and a free consultation on how we can help you. There is no cost or obligation to discover the programs that are available to stop your IRS problems from getting worse. Call our toll-free helpline now, 800-260-6735. That's 800-260-6735. The IRS will not go away. The pressure you feel now will only grow. Get the help you deserve. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation now. Tax relief is a phone call away. Call Expert Tax Advisors at 800-260-6735. That's 800-260-6735.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail, women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too.
We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us, whether you're listening on one of our great affiliate stations or online at the network's website, GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Tom Cotter, vintage racer himself, motorsports veteran, is with us. He's the new president of the group fronting the Formula One Grand Prix of America at Port Imperial, which plans to bring an F1 race to the shores of the Hudson River in June 2013, the first in a 10-year contract. Of course, we all know Tom from his work as an author. He's penned some 9 books, including the Barn Find series of books, and most recently been working on this book about musicians and their cars with Ken Gross. And before the break there, we kind of teased another musician that I know Tom had the opportunity to meet, and that's Jay Giles from the Jay Giles Band. And it's interesting, you know, over the years I've had the opportunity to get to know a lot of these guys too that, you know, are kind of musical heroes of mine and are also into cars. And quite often when you ask them, you know, why they got into music, the answer is usually to do with girls. And I understand that that was part of the reason why Jay Giles got into music, was for the girl factor.
Why? You must have read a copy, the advanced copy of the book. it's true. Giles grew up in New Jersey. His father was one of the founding members of the Classic Car Club of America. So he grew up as a kid that went to car shows with his dad and parades and things like that with his father's vintage cars. But he was more attracted to sports cars, and especially Italian cars. So he was a trumpet player, and he went to Northeastern University in Boston mm-hmm. as a trumpet player, and soon realized that it was not the musical instrument of choice for picking up chicks. So he found out that guitar players were getting all the chicks, so he quickly taught himself how to play guitar and really never went back to school. And what he did when he became successful was started to buy old Ferraris. And he learned to repair them himself. He's a brilliant guy, and he was on an engineering scholarship. And, you know, he's probably the only guy in rock and roll, or maybe, oh, man, any musical industry, that can rebuild Ferrari V12 motors. And he did. He's done many of them.
Isn't that something? when you stop and think about, you know, folks on the musical side of the equation that are into the hot rods and the resto rods and the street rods, and, you know, Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top is a friend of mine. And when I stop and think about the success of the band ZZ Top, of course, you know, the little band from Texas, they've been around, you know, since really the late 60s, but it wasn't until the 80s, and it wasn't until the MTV age when they rolled out the Eliminator, which was one of Billy's cars that now sits in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame down in Cleveland, Ohio. That was the song, Legs, that really, you know, kind of transported ZZ Top into superstardom.
It is, and Billy now is seen as, you know, one of the premier hot rodders in the country. And he's, you know, it's people like him that have made hot rodding a legitimate sport again. I mean, it was a hobby that, you know, was big in the 60s, and then it kind of went into this funk for a while, and it wasn't very cool. And then guys like he and Bruce Meyer and people like that made it legitimate. Billy, by the way, wrote the foreword to our new book. So,
oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so I mean, we've got a really cool cast of characters that are in this book that either dig bikes or cars.
Oh, that's fantastic! Let's talk about the Barn series of books. Of course, what a great Father's Day is just around the corner. There isn't a better Father's Day gift that you can give your dad than one of these: the Cobra in the Barn, the Hemi in the Barn. If your dad's into vintage motorcycles, the Vincent in the Barn or the Corvette in the Barn. But let's begin with the first one, the Cobra in the Barn. How did you get the idea for doing this book? Was it through your own personal barn finds, Tom?
Well, yeah, I actually, where I live in North Carolina, there's a car and a barn literally my next door neighbor. Now, our houses are far away, but he's got a barn with an AC Greyhound inside it. And he parked that. He was a college student, drove that car. And sometime in the 60s, he needed a brake master cylinder, a rebuild kit, and he couldn't find one. So he parked that car in the garage almost 50 years ago, and it's still sitting there today. And I told my publisher about that, and he said, "Tom, there's your next book, The Cobra in the Barn," because I had just become a Cobra owner. And here we were next-door neighbors with two cars that came off the same obscure assembly line in England. And, you know, I didn't think there'd be an audience for it, but apparently there is. And I've written four barn find books. The fifth one will come out this September, called The Harley in the Barn, my second
Great.
Motorcycle in the barn book. And I guess the biggest compliment I get when I meet people at book signings is that, you know, a wife will come up to me and either tell me this is, you know, my husband hasn't read a book in 25 years and he's read all of your books. So I'm making readers out of car guys again. And then the other comment is, you know, a wife will come up to me and say, you know, my husband read your books and so I picked one up and read it. Now I've read all your books too. So they're not written just for gearheads. There's not a lot of camshaft angles, things like that mentioned in there. They're mostly human interest stories about how people found this car and how they were able to negotiate to purchase it.
That's great. And certainly, you know, there are some remarkable tales, and we've talked about many of them over the years here on the show, but a number of them, of course, stand out. And I always go to the David Sidorek story about very special Maserati that was walled up in a part of Italy to protect it from certain types over there. Tell that story just briefly, Tom.
Well, that was a very rare Maserati Zagato that had spent much of its life in California, but then the man who owned it decided to ship it back to his hometown in Italy, and he was going to move back there and restore it. Well, he never ultimately moved back there, but the car was there, and they walled it up inside a barn, and it's something because David found out about it through the relatives of, I guess, the daughter of the man who lived in California, and went over to Italy and drove in front of this place and said, "I've seen this barn somewhere before. Where have I seen it?" Well, it turns out it was used for some filming for the movie The Godfather. And coincidentally, inside this barn was a walled-up Maserati that restoration had begun and stopped. And David, you know, was able to buy the car and had to dismantle the the brick wall, and the, you know, they pulled it out with a tractor, and all the neighbors came out. It was a big deal for this little town that once a movie company came to film there, and then again a guy came to kind of untomb a rare car there as well.
And today, of course, that car has been shown on the lawn at Pebble Beach, and is worth upteen thousands or millions of dollars. What a great story that is, and certainly it's the human interest stories too, like you say, you know, about folks who, you know, have found cars. And I've had so many over the years, you know, tell me about barn finds and field finds here on the broadcast. We had a guy call into the program a number of weeks back about his dad owned a Bugatti. He didn't know what kind of Bugatti it was back in the 1950s, and sold it for like $5,000. And
Wow. Today,
of course, those vehicles, you know, fetch you know, multiple millions of dollars. But it's great to hear the muscle car stories too. I've heard, you know, truckers here on the broadcast tell me, you know, that they've found, you know, really rare, you know, Chevelle SS's, you know, LS6 Chevelle SS's in the middle of Oklahoma, just sitting in the middle of a field.
They are where you find them, you know, and the way to find a car is you've got to kind of wear it, you know. I'd say maybe wear it on your sleeve. Everybody you talk to, you've got to let them know you're into old cars. And you talk to a garage mechanic, or talk to a mailman, or talk to a UPS delivery man, or a police officer, or a landscaper. People that can go onto private property legally are the best source of car finds, because your eyes are only so good, you can only see so far. The barn find of my lifetime is the car that I have in my garage now. It's called a Cunningham, and it was built by a guy named Briggs Cunningham. Only 25 were built. They were built in West Palm Beach, Florida. And the bodies were built in Italy out of aluminum, and has a 331 Chrysler Hemi in it. And it's an incredible car. And I just happened to mention to somebody one day, he said, "What would be your ultimate barn find?" And I said, "Well, it really would be a Cunningham, because I found a Cobra." And he said, "I know where there's a Cunningham." And 6 years later, I owned it.
Great story. Where can folks get copies of all the barn find books?
MotorBooksInternational.com, Amazon, or Barnes & Noble.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Tom. We'll get you back with us real soon. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.